BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Man, I told him there's only way I could describe it. He one of my favorite famous folk. That's what the people in the hood say.
Yeah.
Said is in the building.
That's all you gotta do to rap nowadays. Said in the house with a guy. Take on the rock with the back.
Playing golf with Wiggy Wright like, everybody got that money like,
Hey, that's my noise right there.
Why?
What up, dude?
What up, Pimpin?
I can't call it, man.
Man, you look like mean? You look like big face bills.
Hey, man,
like brand new printed money.
Oh, so I'm looking blue.
Man, it's good to see you, fam. I got to tell you, I'm proud of everything you do because, man, I've seen you forever, and you've been funny longer than you've been famous.
Yeah, that's dope, man. You know, and it's good. I don't take it for granted. I was hanging out with the guys the other day. We were all talking about how you stay relevant. It's like 30 years in the business,
wow.
Man, to stay.
Are you serious?
Still be out here, still, you know, known. People know who you are. Because, you know, it's about that Instagram, like, you know, and, you know, being famous to the immediacy to the folks. But then, you know, you go back, you like Coke and Pepsi and nacho cheese Doritos. It's like, I've been around.
I ain't
the new hot flavor.
You know what's funny, though? It's like, you stay relevant and you bridge folks. Because I know, like, when y'all did the Kings and you were talking about the old school music and the Deuce in the Quarter, you brought people in with that. But then you was like, but there's young ones. And the young ones got to respect your game because you know them, too.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
You come to here knowing the mumble rap cadence. You're like, yo, the mumblers, I know. I don't know what the hell y'all saying.
But I'm with them. I know all the Lil's. Lil Uzi, Lil Durk, Lil Yachty. I know
Every Lil's. Now, I got to first say thank you because the Cedric the Entertainer brand helped me out. Because my man Davi here, he don't have regular birthday parties. He always got to have a theme.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he did the Great Gatsby, and I had to find me a hat.
Dig it.
I ain't know where to look for a hat because around here it's like they got slim options.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, who the Cedric the Entertainer? I went to Levine's in St. Louis.
Yeah, man.
And they sent me the hat.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got my pimp game on because of you. That's the only way I could find a hat to fit my head.
It came in there smooth.
Oh, boy, I was casket
everybody
fresh.
Everybody look at that.
Yeah. I was like, when I see Sid, I got to tell him I thank him for what he did for me.
Yeah.
And I also got to talk about this new show you got, bro.
Yeah, man.
The Neighborhood on CBS.
CBS Monday nights,
man. This is like, first of all, they're giving you a brick of money, ain't they?
CBS money is good. I said, really? No wonder them letters are so small. They put the money on the other end. You know?
Plus, they ain't paying less no more. So
right. I was like,
money.
Cool.
Now, this is funny. If some of them haven't seen it, give them the spiel, the synopsis of the show. Because I've seen it, and I know what I think about it. But how would you want to describe it to people who haven't seen it yet?
Yeah, I would describe it as a modern day All in the Family. But basically, this is I play a black patriarch of a dude in an all black neighborhood that's been historically black, and then it's starting to be gentrified. So a white family moves in next door.
Yeah, he want to be your friend.
No, and he's just a good dude. Like in his mind, he just think that it's nothing to it. And so I'm trying to, you know, I'm kind of resistant to that fact. And so you see my character had to grow to understand that, you know, we should be all together. It's all fine. But it's different when it's coming to your neighborhood.
Right.
So basically, and then and you know, just that's what the show is about. It's about can we get along if we learn to know each other, basically.
Now, is it – I wanted to ask you because I know shows like yours – I mean, because I'm a big fan of it. I've watched. I've seen him throw the party you didn't go to. You pay for the bar tab with the Discover card or whatever. It's $50 limit. But is the shows like that and Black-ish, is it a responsibility when you do a show like that to be more than funny? Because you got messages in it.
Yeah.
And it seemed like when Black folks get a show – they got to have a message in there, too.
It's a lot on your shoulders.
Man,
I mean, that's so real. Like, people don't understand that. Like, it really is not an opportunity just to be funny. Like, you do have to have, you know, a degree of responsibility. I do. What I like about, like, Rail's show, Rail does a lot of fun stuff. But he also, you know, he'll put some messages in there about Chi-Town and, you know, Chi-Rack and all that. So that's the same thing. But I think that you do as a, you know, African-American artist, Black comedians, we have to take that responsibility. We own TV to be responsible enough to at least say something.
Right.
And then try to do the funny from there. But, you know.
That's a lot of weight, though.
It's a lot, man. Because you just want to tell a joke.
Right. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Everybody like, shit, but what you saying, though?
Right.
Because as soon as you like doing a funny show, then all of a sudden here come all the serious people like, brother, let me talk to you.
You don't want that.
Well, brother, let me sit down and
take that time and place.
Let me tell you what you need to do in this situation.
Your responsibility.
Let me tell you why. Martin Luther King.
Oh.
Elder Watson did.
Mega Evers ain't tell no jokes.
Oh, man, he wasn't funny. You think that was funny?
You think the 60s was funny?
Hey, man, hello, dog. We ain't in the 60s right now.
Seth, what do you look for when, like, you're deciding whether or not you're going to, like, take a role? When you read the script, how's that thought process? The main thing is
can you play a character that you think that you can deliver each, you know, but be it a movie or a TV show, is something that you feel like you can find the heart in it and the truth in it, you know what I'm saying? So the opportunity to both be yourself, your best self as an actor, you know, if it's, you know, all comedic role, then you go like, do I see the jokes in this? Do I see the opportunity for this character to be funny and then also to be human? And so, you know, that's one of the key things I look, because I feel like, you know, in order to play a character, it's better to make them a whole person. And so the funny going to work better when you can believe the heart. Like, if you believe I'm really going through something, when I do flip it to a joke, it feel realer to you than, like, if me just telling you jokes back to back.
Have you ever turned down a role that in retrospect you wish you would have taken?
Not necessarily. Let me think about it.
I got 40 movies over here. On your I don't think he's turned down anything.
I've turned down a few, like, but ones that I didn't feel like, you know, like probably the biggest one that I can think of, and it was, I don't feel bad about it because I did Barbershop, but was Like Mike. Like, I got offered Like Mike, but I didn't do it, and, you know, it was more money. But I did Barbershop because I thought that was a better role.
Yeah.
So that was the kind of situation where it was one where you go like, well, I could have took all that cash and took the bag, you know. But,
right.
But I did something I thought was smarter and better for my career. And so that, and then it worked out that way. So
now you are rolling with a group of comedians that, I mean, because you went out, the kings are the kings.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's the cornerstone of comedy. So, you know, you always get a double salute for that. And I mean, and you know how I told you, I'm from Gary. So Bernie Mac, we two gunshots away from Chi.
That's
so,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So we got literally. Love for Mac.
Literally. Two gunshots.
And, you know, so I love what the Canes did. But there's some diversity here because, you know, Eddie's gritty. You know what I'm saying?
DL. Is that the word we use?
We gritty. I call Eddie gritty.
Okay, so it's gritty.
Gritty.
Gritty is what we're going with. All right.
We're explaining it to the folks. Now, some people out there hear Eddie Griffin, they know exactly who Eddie is.
Yeah, look at the church folks. They're going to come over there like, you should have said something other than gritty. Because I can handle gritty, but this is...
you got George Lopez, who is hilarious, and he's bringing that diversity, too. I mean, he's been funny forever. And DL, who is, I mean, I think DL is probably one of the funniest storytellers
that
I've ever heard, you know, and along with, you know, you guys, Who in that crew do you think makes you laugh the hardest?
I mean, you know, we all came together because of George. George had this idea to do a statue. It was a statue for Richard Pryor, who all of us honor and consider the greatest stand-up in his hometown of Peoria that wasn't finished.
Right.
And so we got together and did a tour to finish that statue so that they can put it up.
Uh-huh.
And then so George, he's just one of those comics that bring us all together. So he make us laugh the most, man. Like, he just one of these dudes that constantly got stories, and you know, he hang with so many different people too. Like, so like George hang with us, and then you'll look over, you go over, he'll be with like Van Halen.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I said, I went in the dressing room one night and the Geico lizard was in there. I said, boy, you know everybody. You know, lizard. Hey, man.
Santa's in the building. We're gonna take a break here. We're gonna come back because we gotta ask him some more. Plus, we gotta ask him about fashion because there's one thing that he know as a big guy, you got to respect his fashion game.
Yeah.
All right. And as one specific item that I have to ask him if he owns, because Mark wears them all the time, and you know what I'm going to mention. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mark, you yeah, yeah,
think
Mark,
I got them on
to,
now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we're going to make sure that Sed know exactly how you get down. We wilding out up in here. We got Sed in the building. He's doing an album, too. Sed, you
yeah. I'm coming in with the Barry White version. I'm living my best life. I ain't going back and forth with you neighbors.
Man, Cedric the Entertainer in the building. Yeah. The Comedy Get Down Tour is tomorrow. Yeah. It is going on at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. You got Eddie Griffin, and I'm sure y'all are Googling him real crazy because everybody's like, Gritty?
Yeah.
D.L. Hughley. You also got George Lopez and Sed on stage. It is absolutely an incredible show. I mentioned fashion. Because you know to be suited, but when you do the dress down, you make sure you got the fresh suit on, like this one with the cap. I mean, you always put together.
Yeah.
Now our man here has an item that he wears all the time. And he got him on now. Stand up and show Sed what you wear. He is a fan of the jorts. Now
the
I just
shorts, the jorts,
the jeans that you cut off.
Okay.
Why are you looking at him like that? Why are you looking at my dog?
You know
like,
that they came back. They came back.
They did come back. They made a small comeback.
Now, I got to ask you, in your whole haberdashery, do you have a pair of jorts?
I do not.
You do not?
I do not have any jorts. But I did, you know, like my nephew who works for me, he like super fashion, so they came back shortly, but he did not commit to the jorts as well. So because he does fashion for real, so he was like, all right, it was a moment in time, maybe 2-3 summers ago.
Oh, no!
Mark won't let it go.
He won't let it go.
I mean, sometimes people get their thing. Mark, yeah. I mean, Mark, people, they have a style that works for them.
Okay.
And you just lock in. And you just live. You heard the Duval song. Live your best life.
That's what I'm doing.
Because it looks good. On you.
That's it. Yeah. You would be a jort.
I mean, I got a guy mind. If you're interested.
Now,
man,
you know what? I'm thinking about it. I'm on the big boy side. I'm going to be like, they'll be Jude.
Yeah.
They would be super short. So really,
let me tell you, we had a jort day where all of us had to go home and
hilarious.
Make some.
Yeah.
And I'm a big dude, too. And I'm telling you, I had to make sure the length was right. I ain't care about nothing else.
Because they got over the knee this year, too. That was the other thing. The shorts, the dudes was wearing the shorts that was way over the knee.
Like capris.
Way too high.
It was a little.
Almost dookies.
Yeah, it was a little too a little much. Dookie. It was like, don't stop. Don't stop, kid.
All right, now let me see here now. About your foursome that's on the stage. Who is best at cards?
No,
y'all gotta be playing. I know y'all gotta play.
That's gotta be Eddie Griffin.
Eddie Griffin?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kansas City. You know, he kind of one of them dudes.
Okay.
He gonna play cards quite a bit. DL is pretty savvy. He is savvy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, we got gritty and savvy.
Yeah, that's what we're going to go with that. So all of these are keywords for other things. Like, oh, he a criminal.
Exactly. Watch your wallet, Ron. Yeah, that savvy one right there.
Yeah, well, he's savvy.
Now, who's best at golf out of y'all?
George.
George, really?
Yeah, George plays the most, and he's got the smooth swing, so he plays the most, and he's like, yeah, he got the best swing. DL and Ackley got pretty good. I used to beat DL all the time, but now, you know, I got to admit. I have to admit it can be a bit of a battle at times.
All right, now, let's see. If you were going to get away with a crime and you had to have an accomplice out of your foursome on that stage, who out of them three guys would you commit that crime with, knowing you ain't going to get it in trouble? Ain't going to get caught.
I'm going to go with DL.
Mm. Yeah, savvy.
Yeah, savvy is going to be good right
savvy
there.
Works.
George is going to be on Instagram somewhere. They just love George. He going to get in trouble for him. Eddie just going to start the crime. So right. That's probably how we did the crime in the first place.
It was his idea.
Yeah, so he with me anyway. So is Eddie, then it's me, then I need DL. So I'll be like, well, what are we going to do?
Now, music has always been a big part of what you do, man. And it's like, it's funny because when you did, I was telling you had a like a variety show,
yeah, man,
where they had dancers and flamenco, a chorus line and all that stuff. It's like the name The Entertainer came about because you do so much.
Yeah. Now, that's how it was, man. So, and I love, that was one of my favorite shows, Said Entertainer Presents, man.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. Now, but I mean, when you came into the game though, did they tell you were doing too much? Because comics come in and just do one thing, but you are proficient in acting, comedy, music. Because, I mean, I told him one of my first jokes I heard you tell was the Luther Vandross joke, and it damn near got me in radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that,
yeah.
ABCD.
ABCD.
Yeah, I'm telling you what. F-F-G. They say, boy, Luther's so good he can sing the alphabet and get your girl out of the drawers.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's saying T-U-V. Oh, God, dropped my drawers.
I said, that's where that little weight problem started, too. All the girls like, Luther, you want something out my lunchbox?
So now, I mean, did you ever want to do that? Because everybody in the Midwest wanted to sing at some point.
Oh, definitely.
Did you want to sing?
That's actually how I started. Like, I used to be in little groups before I even knew I can do comedy, so it was like I thought I was a singer first, so I'd be in different groups. We did talent shows and all that, and then I mainly started doing comedy because somebody else was like, he was a comedian. He'd be like, yo, that's funny, can I use that? He'd be borrowing stuff that I say. He was like, that's hilarious, let me take that, man. I was like, and then he told me how much money he was making. I was like, shh.
By State Farm. What are you working like?
I was at State Farm.
You was the original test. Jake at State Farm.
Khakis and everything. Jort khakis.
There you go.
Oh, man. Dog, Sad the Entertainer in the building with us right now. I got to tell you, dog, this is an honor, man.
Yeah, man.
This is an honor because it's just like I tell people, they're like, yo, do y'all come up with it? I'm like, no, you just sit and you can vibe with somebody.
Yeah.
And it's real. It's organic. That's why, you know, there's one comedian who used to come here all the time and he became a good friend, and that's Patrice.
Oh, man,
and he used to always come in here because he would do all those serious and kind of like those comedy shows. Yeah. He's like, yo, y'all are comic friendly here
because
of the vibe.
Yeah, it's true.
And I learned how to do that from him coming through on the circuit every year, because I would just vibe with him and people would notice that. And it's like, I love this. Like, I could sit and do this all day with you. Did you ever want to do radio?
I did for a minute, man. You know, like, because I actually studied radio in college. And so I had a little radio show for a minute. And then, you know, And but that it's the hours, man. Like,
yeah.
Once you start doing comedy, I was like, I can't be there every day. And so you saying every morning? let me pick a Friday. Or something.
Every other Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah. I got my show every other Friday.
From 6 to 6:30.
Oh man, like, I don't want to miss breakfast.
Oh, man. Man, all right, you are loved in the hood and Hollywood. What is the most ghetto spot you've been to on these tours? Like, what city would you say, whew? Like, I told you I'm from Gary. So, bruh.
Gary, man. Yeah, Gary, the first time I went to Gary, I didn't even know it was open. It's like you go to a town, it looks so bad that you're like, is this even open?
The whole city's closed.
The whole city closed. You're like, okay, how you get in? It's a chain on the door of the whole city.
Is the alarm on?
Right. All the windows broke. but it definitely, it's a lot of love, though.
Y'all did the show in Gary?
No, this was back in the day.
Oh, okay, like, I was about to say, because I know this tour ain't made again.
Now they do Hammond.
Right, yeah. You go to Merrillville.
You know, it's very classy. Yeah, it's like, but I know, you know, East Orange, New Jersey, boy, like coming up. But this with this tour, probably one of the toughest places you got to go to perform in this tour is like the Bay, like Oakland. Like, they don't mess around. You know, Oakland's still Oakland.
But
the people love, but, you know, just make sure you got your jokes together.
They boo different. They boo different.
Yeah, they boo like look, they mean this boo. like if I got to boo you, dog, like something else gonna happen. like what kind of threat is that? Like, listen, if I got to boo you, that means I got to beat you.
Right. You got San Jose close, so I know they got, because they got a big comedy scene out there too.
Yeah, we come soon.
Yeah, so people come through. Man, I just, you know, I know you got a lot going on this morning. I just wanted to make sure that we got you in. So how long do we got you?
Yeah, we just kicking it, man.
All right, because I want to.
I'm supposed to go golf with Winky.
Let me tell you something. Winky Wright steals everybody who come to town and try and get them to gamble. So I'm going to tell you, we're going to have an intervention right now. Don't you go gambling with Winky.
I told you, I can't, man. Winky gamble like he box now with Floyd Mayweather them. I'm like, they wasn't making that kind of money back then, Winky. What are you gambling right now? I'm going to bet you $10,000 on this putt. No, you won't. My daughter's still in school, man.
You got two kids, but you send other kids to school.
Yeah.
Every year, you send somebody to school. Every year,
yes,
with your foundation.
Yeah, since 1994, we've been doing we used to send about like 10 kids to school each year. So
that's incredible,
man. My mother was a school teacher, and we grew up in a single parent, you know, household, just my sister and myself. And so that became one of the things that I felt like changed my life was my mother was always like on college campuses as a kid, like studying and stuff. So I used to see the image of that and wanted to, you know, aspire to do other things. So I just thought that was something that kids, if you don't have the opportunity to go to school, then you know, let me see what I can do to make sure you can go.
I love that, man.
Yeah.
I love that. That's incredible. All right, well, we're gonna take a break here because we're going to have Sid participate in something that I guarantee you he's never done on a radio show.
Oh, yeah? What's
that? And we're about to give away the Curvy Claws.
Oh!
Yeah, he don't even know what's coming. All right, hold on. Freak Show, Wild 94.1, Bay's Party Station. Sid in the building. He looking at us like, wait, y'all giving away what?
Curvy Claws. I like this.
Man, Claws. You know, we making sure we changing lives a bit. You do it on the stage. We do it with the surgeons.
That's nice. and so this surgeon is like, yo. Like,
oh, he's popping.
I'm going to come through. And, yeah. You know, y'all pick somebody.
Yeah, we pick four people. Each time we do the contest, and three of them get breast augmentations. One of them decides to get a butt augmentation.
Oh,
they do a butt enhancement.
So you can do that as well.
You can do that too. Oh, he does everything. Now,
oh,
you know,
okay.
But this is the stuff that we give.
I'm gonna offer my pre-surgery services where I just check everything.
And afterwards, because you massage afterwards.
Yeah, I'm massage because you need to massage.
Yep.
Now, we went to the plastic surgeon's birthday party. And he took everybody girl in the bathroom because they wanted a consult.
Hilarious.
Yeah. He went, I mean, all of us.
A line of women
was in there like, can you look at how I'm laying? How they
like, dude, this is not a real doctor.
He's just wearing scrubs.
Yeah, he got to get some scrubs on and been online.
And a name tag.
All right, let's see. Let's get her on the phone here. Is this Tara?
This is Tara.
Tara, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Say hi to Cedric the Entertainer.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, good morning, Tara. What's up?
Good morning.
All right, I have this story here that you wrote. It says, Dear Kirby Claus, this Christmas, all I want is a new set of boobs. This year, I've really gained a new self-confidence that I've never had after losing 58 pounds and getting my body into shape. I want the only thing I'm missing, breasts that I've always desired. I'm a single mother at the age of 25. I work full-time, go to school, and I also volunteer in my community as much as I can. But you wrote this just like you was talking to Santa. I've dreamed of a set of boobs for many years and have been hoping one day my hard work would pay off and bless me one day. Please, Dr. Adams at Wild 94.1, bless me with a new rack to go with my new body. Tara Williford, you are recipient of new boobs.
Yeah.
Yay. Thank you guys so much.
You are now you, how big are you going? What you think?
I don't know.
Go D.
That sounds good.
That sounds real good with a capital D on the end of
it. You've been dreaming about it so long. Just do it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. They got all your information. They're going to call you up for your consult, and you are hooked up. Kirby Claus winner number 2 is in the building, and her name is Tara. All right, girl?
Yes, thank you guys so much.
All right, girl. All right. That's what's up. See, now you can say you're done. You
look at me.
Away.
I done my part, man. You did. I'm booed up.
Hey, man, everybody out there, I want y'all to understand what's happening tomorrow, man. These gentlemen are going on stage to give you probably the best way to get abs, and that is to do these laugh crunches.
Yeah.
All right, just constant comedy. We don't get shows like this on this major level with these 4 brands of comedy that hit the stage. And I just got to tell you, I mean, for somebody who respects comedy, these dudes are the big guns in the comic game. And it's right here with this big shotgun sitting right across from me, Cedric the Entertainer.
Look up, man. That's real talk, man. We like the Expendables of comedy. All action star comedies.
You need to do more action movies.
Yeah, man, I tried to tell him to let me do some action movies. Man,
I think I you
jump
need
across
to do that.
A car hood.
You can, don't you do that.
That's why I'm slid. Hold left side.
Said like, can we get another stunt car? Said that Bo and Luke Duke this like, one right here.
Like, that was not you, said. I'm like, yeah, no, I do my own stunts. I'm the Tom Cruise of comedy.
Now, when you see these new guys that's coming up, you know, and I mean the young ones, they always trying to like build on what you built. Are they doing it right? Are they doing you a good service after the Def Jam growth that you guys have launched with?
Yeah. I think there's a lot of cats out there that's like really funny, still doing their thing, unique brands, and it's starting to be. You know, at one time, it was just so many comics. Like, you know, you didn't know who was who. But now, it's starting to be people that break out. Like, you know, Gary Owens, they break out. You know, of course, Duval. Everybody know Duval.
DC Young Fly.
DC Young Fly. Carlos Miller, that's one of my new favorites. Like, them dudes coming up right there. Ronnie Jordan.
Ronnie Jordan's good.
Yeah, all these guys is funny, man. Malik S. It's a lot of dudes that's coming up out the game. They funny and they unique. Just hilarious. She on the scene.
Yeah.
They coming up. They just creating their own lane. They going to be fine and they in comedy going to be in a good shape.
Now, is there end game when you at that? Because I know it's hard for you to think back to when you was broke or when you was new at it. But, yeah. I mean, is there end game to get on a tour like you have where they rolling around with comedians and they got that brand that strong? Or is it a Hollywood jump? Like, what's the end game for that?
I mean, you know, like in most cases is to become, you know, a big brand, you know, where you can be, you know, like Kev Hart, like where you can do movies, you can produce other projects, you can do these things. That's the idea what you try to do with, your brand, how you go. And of course, you know, if you can tour and be in the business for 30 years consistently, that's, you know, that's great. Because a lot of people get hot and they believe that heat is what's going to carry them through. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, because it's always somebody next. So it's all about building something where your fan base love you. They're going to be there. They're going to constantly follow you. They down with you. And so, and then, you know, and then try to diversify. Do some movies. Do some TV. Host a game show. Whatever. Try it, man. You know what I mean? Just try it.
And that's why I know people follow you, because we followed you through your variety show, your game shows, your TV, your movie, and now The Neighborhood on CBS, which is incredible. I want everybody who haven't seen it to make sure they go out and check out that show, because just the dichotomy of somebody moving back into the hood is a hilarious, like, jump off for them. And then you're doing a great job with
Thank
it, brother.
You, man.
You know,
that.
Much respect. Much respect to the Lou, of course, and L.A., because you are now bougie rich man. So everybody go out there. Make sure y'all support this show tomorrow at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. These tickets are still available. Get at them. See Said the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, D.L. Hughley, and George Lopez, you'll see them out there.
You got that name down, because I was, like, trying to say the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater, AME Tabernacle.
Tabernacle. I mean, Church of God in Christ.
Church of God in Christ Amphitheater. Episcopalian.
Episcopalian.
And they change it every, like, 6 months.
Every couple months.
They was trying to tell me to shout it out. It was like, shout out the place where you're going to be. I said, man, I don't
know. I have a seizure.
They're going to think I'm speaking in tongues. I'm trying to say that, man.
Put your hands together. Saturday at
Yeah, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.